you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
Welcome to the Film Week Marquee. I'm Larry Mantle with critics Peter Rayner, Christy Lemire, and Charles Solomon. First, the newest from Yorgos Lanthimos, starring Emma Stone, Mark Ruffalo, and Willem Dafoe, Poor Things. Christy.
This is the best movie of the year. It is alive and strange and a must-see in the theater. Greek auteur Yorgos Lanthimos reteaming with Tony McNamara, who wrote The Favourite. Emma Stone is the star of that. It is so bizarre. She goes on this journey of sexual awakening and discovery against the increasingly oppressive patriarchy, costume design, cinematography, production design, the score. It is gorgeous. And you think you know what it is, and I promise you, you don't.
Poor Things is rated R. It's in select theaters. Chicken Run, Dawn of the Nugget, the latest from Aardman Studios, directed by Sam Fell. Charles.
23 years later, Ginger and Rocky and their now daughter are back in kind of The Truman Show versus Colonel Sanders. It's silly, it's funny, it's very Aardman quirky, and it's really kind of Chicken Impossible.
Chicken Run, Dawn of the Nuggets, rated PG. It's at the Bay Theater in Pacific Palisades. Starts streaming on Netflix next Friday the 15th. Also out this week, Concrete Utopia from South Korea, an action thriller directed by Tae-hwa. Peter.
This is a very impressive apocalyptic dystopian movie. There's one apartment building left in Seoul after a massive earthquake. People try to enter the building from outskirts, and it turns into this whole, you know, us versus them scenario, and it makes you ask the question, you know, what would I do in this situation? It's an impressively made movie on many levels, and it has resonance for what's going on today as well.
In Korean with English subtitles, South Korea's official Oscar submission, Concrete Utopia is in select theaters and unrated. And Renaissance, a film by Beyoncé. Christy.
This is Beyoncé writing, directing, and producing a documentary film about her Renaissance tour. So if you did not get to see it, here's a great way to do so for a lot less money. She is a spectacular performer. You will love every costume change, every choreography move. But there's also a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff with Jay-Z and their kids. You're also going to learn a lot about scaffolding. All the scaffolding on this concert tour. The process is fascinating.
Renaissance, a film by Beyoncé, is unrated in wide release. And we also want to let you know, going wider this week, the Miyazaki animated film, The Boy and the Heron.
My pick for best animated film of the year, Miyazaki at the height of his powers in his 80s. An amazing film.
All right, in wide release. For our Film Week critics, I'm Larry Mantle, reminding you the full hour of Film Week with all the reviews of the major films of this week, as well as our critics' conversation about the explosion in award shows, can be found wherever you get your podcasts or at LAist.com. From all of us, have a great weekend.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at laist.com/sweeps.